I want to relate four stories. One, how I got hired. When my boss at IMS lost his funding in 1972, I sent my resume to the DI. When I came to see Keith Mather, he told me that nobody here had any money either, but if they had, the following people could use me. He took a list, he marked them off on a list of faculty and told me, you go and see them, and if they don't want to see you, you tell them I sent you. I talked to everybody, and I could feel that people at the DI were concerned. Eventually, I ended up with a full-time job with five bosses at the same time. Don Turner in geochronology, David Stone in paleomagnetism, Björn Holmgren in meteorology, Carl Benson in glaciology, and Jürgen Keenly in volcanology. That was an interesting six-month introduction to the DI. Two, encounters in the backwoods, and this story has two parts to it. You never know who you can run to in the woods here behind the DI, from Olympic skiers and Nobel Prize winners to who knows what. In January 1974, it was completely cloud-free when I left work to ski home through the backwoods. It was getting dark, but I could still see the ski trail ahead. Suddenly, I saw a red star fall from the sky. Well, somebody must be shooting fireworks, I thought. As I watched, I saw a hazy blue cloud. Well, that's a little bit early for the aurora, I thought. As I watched the blue cloud, it thinned out and the moon appeared through the clouds. And what a moon it was. It was high up in the sky and I really had to bend my neck to see it. It was red as a ruby orange and it kept expanding as I watched it. Suddenly, the orange turned into a greenish yellow ring that kept expanding and it filled out into a disk. What on earth did I see? I was really concerned. Or did I see anything at all? As I watched the apparent aurora, the show was repeated. This time the red-orange seemed to descend lower, as did the greenish-yellow smoke ring. It must be real, I thought. A moment later, the performance was repeated a third time, and this time the red-orange and the disc seemed to come even lower. I was getting concerned that it might land. It was about 30 below, and my chin was getting cold from staring up into the sky, and it was getting pretty dark. So with one eye on the sky, I resumed skiing home.